of us, Asurana, the demons, Asi, you have become Durgapala, the maintainer, Vishva Abhivandyai. By personalities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva who are worshipped all over the universe, Abhivandita Angri, whose lotus feet are worshipped. Prahlad Maharaj said, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are universally worshipped. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva worship your lotus feet. Yet, although you are such a great personality, you have kindly promised to protect us, the demons. I think that such kindness has never been achieved, even by Lord Brahma, Shiva, or the Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi, what to speak of other demigods or common people. Purport. The word Durga Pala is significant. The word Durga means that which does not go very easily. Generally, Durga refers to a fort which one cannot very easily enter. Another meaning of Durga is difficulty, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead promised to protect Bali, Maharaj, and his associates from all danger. He is addressed here as Durga Pala, the Lord who gives protection from all miserable conditions. Omagana is one of the Shaganandana. Chakurami Danyanetas Manashi Gravina Maha. Mukam Koroti Bachalam Pangulangeki. Giving Yaki Pavan Tamaham Bande Shi Grundinatara. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadara Shivasati Gaur Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Pradvacha ne mambarin cholabate prasadam no shri na sarva kemutapari no suranam si durga palo vishva vivandya vivanditangri. Being personality of Godhead, you are universally worshipped. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva worship your lotus feet. Yet although you are such a great personality, you have kindly promised to protect us, the demons. I think that such kindness has never been achieved, even by Lord Brahma, Shiva, Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi, what to speak of other demigods or common people. Prahlad Maharaj is starting to speak here, and he's still, after all this time, he's identifying himself as a demon. Protect us, the demons. So, Prahlad Maharaj is considering himself a demon. And that's very significant, since there's so many demons in the material world. Prahlad Maharaj born in a demoniac family. We've already heard the whole seventh canto, beginning with how the Lord is equal to everybody. This was asked, since in the sixth canto appeared to protect the demigods as opposed to the demons. So when Pariksit Maharaj was asking the question, Sukadeva Goswami described in detail how the Lord is equal to everyone. And so then he unfolded the entire story of Prahlad Maharaj. So he was saying there that, by the way, because even Pariksit Maharaj and Sukadeva, they were speaking all about Dantavakra and Shishupal also, that they seemed to get special mercy, although King Bhena, he did not get special mercy. So to emphasize this point, Sukadeva started to quote or give the whole story of Prahlad Maharaj, that he was born a demon. And so just to prove the Lord is equal to all, doesn't favor, he favored Prahlad Maharaj, although he's supposed to be a demon. Gave the whole entire, practically the whole seventh canto, good chunk of it, describing this. And all the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj are included, and the prayers So, it's very nice. And Shukadeva Goswami even described how Narada Muni, while narrating all these things, he expressed that even the demons were more favored. He'd rather be a demon. He said he said, I am actually inferior to these demons because they were meditating on Krishna so perfectly. And therefore, he decided that he wasn't as qualified as these demons. So that's very interesting. Just as Kaviraj Goswami also describes, Jagai Madai Hoite Muise Pa Pishta Purushir Kit Hoite Say Lagishta. He's describing that he's nothing more than a worm and stool, and that even Jagai Madai are more elevated. He's lower than Jagai Madai. So, not that they, as followers of these great persons, we consider that, but they are considering in great humility. This is their greatness. So Prahlad Maharaj is still, after all this unfolded, he's still describing this, that he got more mercy than Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma. This was his very first prayer that he offered. First, it was described in the seventh canto, Prema Gadgadaya Vacha Tanyasta Hridayekshana, that Prahlad Maharaj, from birth, how he was a great devotee, really. So finally, when he, how he was in ecstasy, sometimes he would see Krishna, Kvachit Rudanti, sometimes crying, sometimes laughing, rolling on the ground. He couldn't eat, his mother would call him. He was so absorbed in Krishna. Krishna graha grahitatma naveda jagad idrasham. He couldn't figure out how the world, the universe would go on without the mercy of Krishna. He was so advanced. He wouldn't eat. He was simply chanting and thinking of Krishna. So, he's a demon. Anyway, so, and he struggled with his father, Hiranyakashipu. But Hiranyakashipu wasn't getting the mercy. He also got mercy. Whatever Krishna does is described there in that seventh canto, especially. That Hiranyakashipu also got the mercy, killed by Nrisimhadeva. Whoever is a demon, he's getting whatever he's due. But Supreme Lord is equal to all. So Prahlad Maharaj, Prema Gadgadaya, with choked up words, Gadgadaya means choked up words, and full of prema, his eyes brimming with tears, and his heart and mind fixed on the Lord, he offered all these prayers. And his very first prayer, he said the similar thing as this. Vamadaya suraganamaneota siddha satay katana vachasa kataya pravahai. All these demigods like Lord Brahma and Shiva and the goddess of fortune who sits on the Lord's chest, they've all offered you wonderful pravahai, flowing prayers just now, right here. And still, sataka, pravahai, still you have touched me on the head. And they never even received all that. So this is your causeless mercy. Then he proceeded to offer all the wonderful instructive prayers in the 7th canto, 9th chapter. We read. So in some of the prayers, he reiterates the same situation of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, that Nicho Jayaguna Visargamanu Pravishta. He says, I've entered into the lower modes of nature. Being impelled by these lower modes of nature. But still, you're equal to all. Naisha Paravaramatir. He says, your mentality is not like an ordinary person. He's describing Krishna in this case. In that case, Krishna appeared as Nrisimhadeva. Here, he's appearing as Vamanadeva. So, Prahlad Maharaj is a vidarshan of so many incarnations. And therefore, he said, Naisha Paravaramatir. Bhavato nanusyaj para avara. You have no mentality other than your equal. Para avara. You don't see the supreme or the lower higher. Naisha para avara matir bhavato nanusyaj. Janturiyatatma. Suhrido Jagadas Tatapi. Rather, he says, Suhrido Tatapi. You are Suhrido. We know Suhrid is a type of friend, especially referring to Krishna, any friend, but Krishna, Suhridam Sarvabhutanam, he's in the heart, Suhrida. So he's within the heart. He is neutral. If one turns to Krishna, Teisam Satata Yuktanam. Bhajadam Vidhi Purvakam. Prabhupada gave this as a pramana, this verse in Bhagavad Gita. Especially, he said, anyone can claim that they are in power, they are guru, they are God. There's so many babbling idiots saying so many things. So Prabhupada said, so how will you defeat them? So many things were proposed. Prabhupada said, no. Tesham satata yuktam bhajatam priti purvakam. Just by understanding this one verse, that he doesn't speak with rascals. They don't have any love for him. Priti purvakam. Therefore, we can understand. And Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, they're full of love. Therefore, yeya tamam prabhadyante tam satay vijamayam. He interacts with them, with the devotee, or he interacts with your demoniac desire, depending. So Prahlad Maharaj, in his many wonderful verses, he's describing that. Jagadas tatapi naisha paravara patam. Furthermore, he says, sang seva asura taror vite prashada. This prashada that's mentioned in this verse, he says, what does it depend on? What kind of, how do you get this mercy? Sam sevayor, whatever service you're doing. The demons are not doing any favorable service, so they're getting their own reaction. A demoniac person, whether it's me, you, or anybody, Prahlad Maharaj is giving detailed, very nice description. Sam sevayor surataror. He describes his mercy is nothing more than a desire tree. Whatever you desire, if you go to it, if you desire out of this material world to fulfill material desire. You want some nonsense thing, Prabhupada said, then you'll get that. But one should not be envious if someone is receiving the mercy. He said, this is not Vaishnav. Vaishnav nirmatsaranam. He is nirmatsaranam, satam. According to Bhagavatam, beginning of Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam should be, of course, heard and spoken by everyone, but especially meant for those who are nirmatsaranam, satam. And Prahlad Maharaj says also, Durgani te padyugalaya hangsa sangha. Durga, the word here is, I think we have Durga in one of these places. I thought I saw the word. Yeah. Durga Pal. So, Durgam patask tatkavyo vidanti. This word comes up so many times. And so, in that verse also, it says in Prahlad's prayer that what will happen when he gives up this mentality of being a demon and thinking that you can think, I'm not qualified, but Prahlad Maharaj says you should give up this mentality. No, although we're a demon, still we're qualified. What is the qualification? Simply if one likes to hear and chant. I'm a demon, but I like to hear and chant anyway. Just like a little bit like that prayer of Rupa Goswami where he says, hey gopi jana bala bhavitayate hey ha ha mada shaiva mam. He says, oh gopi jana bala, you please the gopis, but and I have I've heard about this, he says, therefore mada shaiva mam, therefore I have some hope sometime that I might get this position, because we know Rupa Goswami is who he is. But he says like that, na prema shavanari bhakti rapi ba yoga tava Vaishnava. I have no prema. Prahlad Maharaj is saying like that. We're demons, but we got this special mercy somehow. And Rupa Goswami is saying, na prema shavanadi. I don't even have a qualification of to hear, really. I haven't heard properly. Na prema shavanadi bhakti api ba yoga. I am not a great yogi. Yoga to Vaishnava. Not a Vaishnava, for sure, he says. He says like that. But he says, somehow I've heard about Gopi Janabalabha, therefore I have some aspiration. So this is a nice how the Vaishnava is maintaining this idea, like Prahlad Maharaj, that he's a demon, but still, he's getting more mercy than Brahma, Shiva, and the goddess of fortune. So, also this word Durga appears in Rupa Goswami's prayer. It's mentioned, it's in the Chaitanya Charita, that Sureshanam Gatir Durgam Gatir Atishyani Panishadam, that he says that Lord Chaitanya himself is the fortress, the protection. We think usually Durga, that Durga is Maya, but also the word is used as and for Krishna protecting the demigods and the devotees. Sureshanam Durgam Gatir, he's the goal of the Upanishads, Gatir Atishyani Upanishadam. Like that. Therefore, in that prayer, Rupa Goswami is saying, "Sa Chaitanya kime puno drishyopi yashati." When will I get the darshan of Krishna? He's still aspiring. When will I get it? When will I get it? When will I get this darshan? Similar prayer is there. Not similar, but another prayer where he uses this Durgam, that Kaviraj Goswami's Durgame Pati Mandasha. Krishna's Babaji used to chant this. He used to chant many nice shlokas and chant Hare Krishna. But before, he would chant maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes, depending on mood. Of course, Div Young has heard this. And one of his prayers that he would chant, Durga me pati mandasya skala padagatir mohu, the Kaviraj Goswami's prayer in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That my path is very difficult. Like that. Scarlet Padaka, my feet, my movement is very difficult. And therefore, he says, what should I do? I should take the stick of the mercy of the great sages, the sadhus who have come before, Santa Santa Valambanam, and support myself. So similarly, we should find our support, not in anything material. Durga. But Durga is very tricky. I mean, all of the demoniac persons, they don't think of themselves as demoniac, of course. But they worship. But you see that Durga, she's stepping on this Mahishasura, and she's got skulls of the demons, and she's crushing them down. They're trying to get the shelter. Actually, they're being destroyed by taking shelter of the material energy. So, Durga, this is Durga. Durgam patastad kavayo vidanti. In the Katha Upanishad, there is that famous verse that utishtata, you should wake up out of this material mode. Utishtata jagrata, again. Praptyabaram nabodita, you've got this human form of life. Like Prahlad Maharaj was preaching to the school kids, his classmates, sons of demons. Utishtata jagrata praptyabaram nabodita. This human form is very rarely achieved. Prahlad Maharaj also gave that instruction that it's very rare. What is that verse? Durlabha manasa janma lobhya samsare, or one of those verses. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying like that. We got this human form of life, and Janama Satsange, we should take the association, pure association. Actually, these friends of Prahlad, they were getting such great association. By his association, they were all liberated. Even if you're a small kid, he said, don't wait till you're old, because you're going to waste your whole life, and half of it sleeping. And even if you say you have 5 years left after eating and sleeping and whatever else you did, first 10, 20 years, and you're wasted and doing this and old, still the rest of it, you were crazy anyway, so you wasted your life. But you should take shelter of Krishna, he's in the heart, he tells them. So, you have very wonderful prayers. Raya kalatram pashavo sutta deo. He says, even if you get elephants and wealth, raya kalatram, you get so many wives and animals and houses and whatever you get. Bangarayusha. In a moment, it will be destroyed, he said, just like we saw Hiranyakashipu. If he raised his eye, the demigods were fearful and they would run. But still, he was killed within a moment by Nrisimhadeva. Bang. So no matter what you get, even in your Hiranyakashipu, what to speak of a tiny demon, you never can be satisfied in the material world. So therefore, Prabhupada is always stressing, forget about it. Forget about it. There's nothing there in the material world. And therefore, he gave Prahlad's teachings so many times. So many things are there. And he gave all these teachings, Bali Maharaj, all Bhagavatam, very wonderful. All the instructions. Vidya Bhagavata Vidhi. There's no limit to the wonderful instructions in the Bhagavatam. Every day we read and relish it again and again. And if we forget about it, then our mind will take over. And yes, you can enjoy, you can enjoy. And we go back to the Bhagavatam, go back to Prabhupada's purports, and again he'll smash you. No, you can't enjoy this, no. He'll be very convincing too, you should find out. Everyone should bring their mind to this Bhagavatam. So, therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, some say vaya sura tara rivate prashada. Your mercy that you get will be just like the desire tree. If you go to the desire tree and ask for something spiritual, you ask to, just like Prahlad Maharaj, after the Hiranyakashipu was killed, Nrisimhadeva said, you take anything. Take any baram, any boon. He said, what was his, he asked, hardly, he didn't ask any, he asked, Hridya Sangroham, Vinitrastu Varevaram. Even though you're very the greatest of givers of any kind of boon, the only thing I want is to take out the any material desire out of my heart. Hridya Sangroham. Kamanam Hridya Sangroham. Uproot all material desires out of my heart. That's all. And of course, he asked that his father be, you know, liberated. Nrisimhadeva said, that's no problem. 21 generation, whatever. Forget about it, no problem. So, I know this is the merciful Vaishnava that he's only asking about his father, about the demons. How can they be saved? Praying a deva munio to Siddha. In his another verse, Prahlad Maharaj says, there's so many people, they go to Himalaya, they go here, they for their own benefit, they get some self-realization. But no, he says, I want to stay with the mudhas who are simply wasting their time in this material world. For myself, I am merged, magna-chittaha, in this chanting of your glories, virya, gayana mahamrita, not just the amrita, but the mahamrita, gayana, by chanting all those glories, your glories, and getting hamsa sangha, the association of, especially of Narad Muni and all the paramahamsas, I've been relieved. I have no problem. But these mudhas, I'm very concerned with them. They're suffering so much in this material world like that. Naivod vijay paradurtya vaitaranya. They're condemned to the Vaitarani river, horrible suffering. Naivod vijay paradurtya vaitaranya tadbiri gaina mahamita magna chitta. Chochait, therefore I'm lamenting only for them. Chochait ato vimukha chaita sa. Indriyartam. What is their problem? Indriyartam. That is the problem in the material world. Indriya. Sukhaya dukkha moksha. Every time we try for moksha out of our material misery, then we get more misery, Prahlad Maharaj says. Then you start your misery, miserable cycle. Shokagnina sakalayonishu dayamana. He says, we're burning, going from one womb to another in this material world. Sakala yonishu dayamana. So many yoni going. Sakala yonishu dayamana. Shokagnina. And the fire. Separated with things and then again attached to things. Therefore, dukoshidam tarapi dukabadat. Then the medicine that they give in the material world is worse than the actual disease. It increases it. Dukoshidam. This dukkha, this oshad, so-called material medicine is dukoshadam tadapi dukam. It's worse than the original dukkha. Dukoshadam tadapi dukam atadiyaham. Bhumam brahmami varame tavada. Is that the last line of that verse? Anyway, he says like that. Therefore, after wandering in this material world, by our karma, we have to give up, even if we're demons, whoever we are, in what state. Again, he says, na paravara tvam. Krishna is not favoring anybody, any demon or anyone. And that's also here, that we are demons. Look, mercy we got. Big time. So Prahlad Maharaj is considering, of course, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Prahlad Maharaj says, I didn't get any mercy like that. I mean, he's not claiming any mercy, but here he's saying this. We got mercy, but it's, mercy means it's unsolicited also. You cannot force mercy. Mercy is something that's just given, causeless mercy. Ordinary mercy. Prabhupada described ordinary mercy, mundane, so-called mercy, just like tap water, rusty tap water. You may turn on the tap sometimes, and especially in a third world country or something, and you get some rusty water dripping out or something like that. But we want to take the full mercy, not rusty tap water, but swim in the ocean of mercy. And this is what Prahlad Maharaj, the example he shows throughout 7th canto, 8th canto, wherever we see the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. And so that's being expressed here. Durga Pala. So, I think I touched on something anyway. Any comments?
I had a question maybe you could comment on where Prahlad says, I think such kindness has never been achieved either by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or the gods of fortune and Lakshmi, what to speak of the other demigods or common people. Sometimes when I'm thinking about what Srila Prabhupada has brought to us, I was wondering if that could be challenged here, that in other words, the kindness that Srila Prabhupada showed us as far as being, you know, like sons of demons and all of our qualifications, I guess, the Patita Bhavan qualifications. So I was wondering if you could just speak a moment for the mercy that we've got, even compared to...
That's why Prabhupada, I could identify with... Prabhupada is a Bhagavatam. Dui Bhagavat Eka Bhagavat Bhado. He's the one Bhagavatam. There's the book Bhagavatam, and Prabhupada is the person Bhagavatam. Therefore, he could apply the Bhagavatam, being the person Bhagavatam, according to time and place. And so, even without, it's true, in the beginning, people didn't hear any detail about Prahlad Maharaj, Ajamil, Bali Maharaj, anything. But just getting his association. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj also says, how could I give up the association of my guru, Narad Muni. He gave me Kritvatma Sat, and Prabhupada quoted that in his prayers, Jaladutta, the one verse also of Prahlad Maharaj. Evam janan patitam prabhavahiku pe kama abhikama anuyat prabhasa. And in that verse, Prahlad Maharaj is saying that I'm a demon, I've been put into association, like that. Now we could think, is Prabhupada identifying with that? Wow, that's really heavy. Prabhupada's thinking himself, fallen. Evam janan patitam pavaiku be kamabi. But kritvatma sat surashina, but association with his guru, he's taking shelter. Kritvatma sat surashina, just as Prahlada is saying, I got all these qualifications from my guru, I don't have anything. And Prabhupada expressed that in his prayer. I'm like a puppet, my Guru Maharaj has sent me here. From the beginning, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said, you're an educated. Prabhupada didn't even get up from obeisances. Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Prabhupada, he knew without even Prabhupada, what to speak of, said anything, he was still paying obeisances. You're an educated person. So he must have been quite intelligent. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was so intelligent that we actually have no way to understand that. We have to take many, I think, lessons just to understand, try to get a grasp on I mean, he probably was paying obeisances, and he already gave him his instruction for his life. You know, you're an educated person. You should. How did he, you may ask? How did he know? And, well, of course, he came with his friend. And his friend was educated. Anyway, Prabhupada was following in the footsteps of Paramahansa. Bhagavata Bharo. Anyway, anything else?
I was just thinking that they were mostly always preaching in India, where the especially 50, 7500 years ago, with the piety level was so much different than America, that I can never see any example of this in history where someone has taken persons of the qualities of the young Americans at that particular time and made them into Vaishnavas that were aspiring Vaishnavas that I think is unprecedented.
Well, they made a couple of devotees in England at the time, German, two or three, in 1933, four. So, yeah, that was theirs.
But even then, times were more pious.
Yeah, that's... So you're saying Prabhupada did something amazing?
Yes.
Can you give some... Anyway, okay, any other questions? All glory to Srimad Bhagavatam.